بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you all know, we've come out of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. ولله الحمد. We've been blessed to see another Eid al-Adha. We've had time to spend time with our families and friends. And usually, this time of year, this is what we're thinking about. But we also need to remember that during this time, our deeds are some of the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do throughout the course of the year. And because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us this opportunity to worship Him the same way that we worship Him throughout the remainder of the year, but know that our deeds are more beloved to Him and even more rewarded. This is a cause that every Muslim should become even more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That each and every one of us should be working to gain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be trying our best to worship Him so that we can say thanks, or so that we can say thank you for giving us this opportunity. And we see this obligation of our being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those things that He's given us, those people that He's put in our lives, this guidance and these opportunities. We see proofs all over the Quran and the Sunnah about the obligation of us being thankful. And this is what we want to talk about today. Not only the fact that we need to be thankful, we want to talk about the fact that there is a punishment for us being ungrateful or not being thankful. And we also want to talk about how it is that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing that we want to talk about is an ayah, or part of the verse that we find in Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the second chapter of the Quran, in ayah or verse number 152. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, therefore remember me, and I will remember you. And Allah says, and be grateful to me, and never be ungrateful to me. Subhanallah, this is again, as we said, it's in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran, and it's verse number 152. Now, the first thing we want to talk about is when He says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me. And we do this by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making different dhikr and adhkar, by saying subhanallah, by saying alhamdulillah, by repeating off of our tongues, La ilaha illallah, not only from our tongues, but from our hearts. By making sure that we remember to say Allahu Akbar. These are all ways that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We keep in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, which is the mawdu' or the issue that we want to talk about now, is being thankful. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah, He says, and be grateful to me and never be ungrateful. Now, how is it that we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost, what is it that we're thankful for? We're thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Islam. We're thankful for all of those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in these opportunities. We're thankful for our families and our friends. We're thankful for the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So we need to begin to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the fact that we are thankful for these things. And not just be heedless like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. He says, and don't be ungrateful. Don't act as though I haven't done anything for you. Don't act as though the reason that you are who you are and you are what you are is not because of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us not to be ungrateful for those countless favors that He has blessed us with. So we need to stop acting as though, first and foremost, that the reason why we're Muslim is because of us, because we've chosen to be guided. We need to stop acting as though the reason why we have what we have in life and we have who we have in life is because of choices and decisions that we've made. Because yes, we make choices. We don't say that we haven't had a choice in the matter. We haven't had to make any effort. It's just going to come regardless. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows you what it is that you need to be going after. We make the effort to go after it, but the success, it only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed you that you should be Muslim. And you've made attempts to learn your religion. But you're not going to learn your religion except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to learn it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you to be able to begin to learn your religion. So you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Allah has blessed you to have your family and your friends. Yes, you've worked to get your family and your friends, but the success, it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You being successful in the efforts that you've been making, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you in these things success. So we need to remember that all of this is because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed His countless favors upon us. And we need to work hard not to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just for the fact that Allah has commanded us not to be ungrateful here, but how is it that we can look at the fact that we have all of these favors? All of these favors have been given to us. We have been granted success in all of that which we've been granted successful for. How is it that we can see, witness, and experience all of this and not be grateful and thankful to the one that has provided all of these things to us? And the next thing that we want to talk about, or I should say the next verse that we want to talk about, is that verse we find in Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse number 7. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks, I will give you more. But if you're ungrateful, then verily my punishment is indeed severe. Subhanallah, look at this ayah. Look at it piece by piece. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. When Allah says that if you give thanks, then I will give you more. All of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we can't even count the blessings, or we can't count the number of blessings. Everything that Allah has given us with, and we're talking about in general in our lives, but all of the opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for us in these last 10 days and during the time of the Eid, the opportunity to gain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain rewards for those things that we do ordinarily, The fact that the reward is that which it is. And the fact that our deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days than they are outside of these 10 days. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stretched out the opportunity to us to gain this closeness to Him. These days that we've spent with our friends and our families, loving each other and being loved by each other, and putting happiness in their hearts and then putting happiness in our hearts. Look at all of these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All of these opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and outside of the beginning of this month of Dhul-Hijjah. Look at all of the blessings that Allah has given us. And He said, if you want more than this, then just be thankful. Just be true to your religion. Be true to your faith. Just worship me more. Just increase in those deeds, those good deeds that you're doing. And I will give you more of these blessings. But then Allah, He tells us about the other side of the coin. He says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, He says, He just got done telling us about what's going to happen if we're thankful. He said, but if you are ungrateful, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, but if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ, He said that verily my punishment is severe. So here, actually in the first verse that we just talked about, where Allah, He says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, where Allah says, and remember me and I will remember you. وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be thankful to me and do not be ungrateful. Here in this first ayah we talked about, and again we said this was in Surah Al-Baqarah, and these are short ayahs, so try and memorize these. These are small pieces or small adillah that you should try and have with you, that you should try to have with you. Because not only do you want to practice these things, you want to be able to call your friends and family and the rest of your loved ones to that which is correct. So try and remember them so that you'll have your proofs and evidences with you. But in here, we see that Allah has called us and commanded us to be thankful, as well as commanded us to leaving off being ungrateful. But here in this ayah, here in Surah to Ibrahim, we see that Allah has not only told us that if we're grateful, that there's going to be a reward, that there's going to be a reward for it. He says that He's going to increase us or give us increase. But here as well, He says that if you're ungrateful, then know that His punishment is severe. So with all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been blessing us with all throughout our lives and during this month, we understand that if we want more, the equation really is simple. Be grateful. Increase in your worship. Remember Allah kathiran, or a lot. And don't be ungrateful. Because if you're ungrateful for those blessings that Allah has given you, then He says, no, that verily my punishment is severe. This is not what we're working for as Muslims, to gain the anger or the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to make sure that we stay away from all of those things that will gain us this punishment. And here we see that from amongst those things that will gain us this punishment is being ungrateful to Allah for His blessings. And if I had to give this particular dars a name, I would call it, and what now? Why? Because we've come out of this time in which we've worked hard in worshiping Allah. We've come out of this time in which we've been given an opportunity to gain a closeness to Allah. And we've come out of these days that we've been celebrating with our friends and family. And we know that Allah has commanded us to be grateful and to leave alone being ungrateful for all of this opportunity that He's given us. as well as all these blessings that he's given us and this happiness that he's put in our hearts. So what now? Do we go back to doing what we were doing before? Do we say, okay, those days are over. Now I'm going to go back to living my life the way I was doing before, being heedless, with all the backbiting and the slandering and the lying and the cheating? Are we going to go back to barely upholding our religious duties, only praying our five salawat, leaving off fasting until Ramadan comes again? Or are we going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're grateful and that we want increase? And are we going to increase in our worship and our dhikr or our remembrance of Him? Are we going to go beyond those things that it is necessary or that we've been commanded to do so that we can gain more blessings or gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more? Because we know and we understand from the statements of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that this is the way that we gain this love or this extra love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by those non-obligatory acts. Now, we've all heard this hadith. It's in Imam An-Nawawi's 40 hadith. And this is something that the majority of our imams have gone over with us in the different masajid or the different masjids. And if they haven't, inshallah, ask the imam. Can we go over, one of the students of knowledge in the masjid, to go over this book with you, because there's so much benefit in this book. But there's a hadith that is narrated where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Allah said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصْرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَّهُ الَّذِي يَبْطُشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. So here in this hadith, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that my slave does not, He says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. He said that my slave does not draw closer to me with anything more beloved to me than that which I have made an obligation upon him, that which I have commanded him to do. And then he says, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. And then he says, and my slave continues, or he does not cease to draw closer to me with anything other than those non-obligatory acts until I love him. Then he says, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. Then he says, and when I love him, then I become the hearing with which he hears. And I become the sight that he uses to see with, and the hand that he uses to strike with, and the foot that he uses to walk upon. And when he asks something from me, then I will surely give it to him. And if he were to seek refuge in me, then verily I would grant him refuge. So we see two things here. That yes, we need to keep up with those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an obligation on us. Because this is how we gain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these are the actions that are beloved to him. But if we want to continue gaining this closeness to Allah and gaining more of Allah's love, then we need to go beyond that which is an obligation. We need to show Allah that we're thankful by doing these acts, and by doing these acts and being grateful and being thankful and not being heedless to all of the blessings that Allah has set forth for us, then we need to start, or we need to continue working and doing these non-obligatory acts so that Allah loves us and that He becomes that hearing that we, He becomes that hearing with which we hear and that sight with which we see to the end of the hadith. That we put ourselves in a situation where we ask that we will receive, inshallah. May Allah grant us all of these things. Allahumma ameen. And that when we seek refuge in Him, that He will definitely grant us refuge. So now that these times are over and these good times are over and these times in which we've been given this opportunity is over, now what? What are we going to do? Are we going to fall back or are we going to move forward? Are we going to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to be thankful to Him? Or are we going to be ungrateful and just leave off these different types of ibadah that we've been striving to perform? Are we going to try to gain this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive that which He told us that we would receive for doing these non-obligatory acts and being grateful? Or are we just going to fall back and say, okay, well listen, inshallah, next year, inshallah, we'll give it another try. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of those things that He said He would give us for being grateful and showing our the fact that we're grateful for those things that He has given us. And may Allah keep us from being of those people who are ungrateful and receive the punishment for being ungrateful. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.